Welcome to Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting second. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fifth. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Larry Biedner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mick Kelleher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Garman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mike Garman. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting second. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bill Robinson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rennie Stennett. Batting eighth. The catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Ruse. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Jerry Ruse. And now, play ball. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Cardenal hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Dyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Zisk. Madlock reaches second base with a double. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Tavares takes first base on ball four. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a pop-up towards short. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tavares moves to third. Willie Stargell batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Stargell hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Morales chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards first. Biedner fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Biedner. Tavares scores. Oliver goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Pirates. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Zisk hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-0, Pirates. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Duffy Dyer batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs nothing. the Cubs will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Mitterwald hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruse fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Larry Beitner is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Beitner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner juggles the ball. That's an error on Hebner. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Beitner moves to second. Mike Garman is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Garman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jerry Ruse is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Ruse is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Tavares batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Tavares is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hebner is 0-1 in the game. Hebner is hit by the pitch. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Oliver is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-0, Pirates. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Stargell is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stargell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday, who is chasing the ball. Stargell reaches third base with a triple. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Zisk is 0-1 in the game. Zisk hits a line drive into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Monday is 0-1 in the game. Monday hits a fly ball into left field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Cardenal is 0-1 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Madlock is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Madlock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Robinson is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Stennett is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Stennett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mitterwald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Dyer is 0-1 in the game. Dyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Jerry Ruse is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ruse is 0-1 in the game. Ruse hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cardenal, who is chasing the ball. Ruse reaches third base with a triple. Robinson scores. Dyer goes all the way around to score. It's 8-0, Pirates. Oscar Zamora now pitching. Joe Wallace now playing left field. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Tavares is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Tavares hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ruse scores. It's 9-0, Pirates. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hebner hits a fly ball into left field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Oliver is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 9, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mitterwald is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stargell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Trillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 9, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stargell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Stargell hits a fly ball into left field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Zisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Madlock. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 9, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0-for-1 in the game. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruse fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mick Kelleher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kelleher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruse fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 9, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stennett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dyer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Ruse batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ruse is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Ruse hits a line drive into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 9, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Monday is 0 for 2 in the game. Monday strikes out. 1 out. Mike Adams pinch hits for Oscar Zamora. Mike Adams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Adams strikes out. 2 outs. Bill Madlock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Madlock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Madlock hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 9, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Champ Summers now playing left field. Mike Adams now playing third base. Joe Wallace now playing center field. Paul Ruchel now pitching. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tavares is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Oliver is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stargell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Stargell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 9, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mitterwald is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mitterwald moves to second. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Trillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Trillo takes first base on ball 4. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0 for 2 in the game. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields it and throws to second for the out. Mitterwald moves to third. 2 outs. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kelleher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mitterwald scores. Biotner moves to second. It's 9-1, Pirates. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 0 for 1 in the game. Wallace hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 9, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Zisk is 0 for 3 in the game. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruchel fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stennett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dyer hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Ruse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruse is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Ruse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 9, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Champ Summers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock pinch hits for Paul Ruchel. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lockhock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 9, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bruce Sutter now pitching. Larry Biotner now playing left field. George Mitterwald now playing first base. Champ Summers now catching. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Tavares takes first base on ball 4. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hebner hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Stargell hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 9, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morales is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mitterwald is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 9, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh.